Our New Testament scripture reading this morning comes from verses 14 through 19. This can be found on page 1480 of your pew Bibles. Hear the word of the Lord. The second woe is past. And behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast, and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldst give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldst destroy them that destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven. And there were seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I remind you about the structure of the book of Revelation before we proceed with this morning's exposition. We have heard and studied how the book of Revelation is comprised of three principal prophecies. The prophecy of the seals, the prophecy of the trumpets, and the prophecy of the vials. And we have seen how these three prophecies are a chain of events. You have the first seven seals, and then upon that seventh seal, within that seventh seal, you have the seven trumpets falling out. And then upon that seventh trumpet, you have the seven vials falling out in history. And we have seen how this book prophesies for us church history from the first century until the return of Christ. We have seen how heresies were prophesied to come and give the church troubles from within. How persecutions from the Roman Empire were prophesied to give the church troubles from without. We have seen how in the time of the trumpets, we see the great Antichrist rising and coming to the height of his power. Also take note on the structure of the book of Revelation that between these prophecies of the seals and then of the trumpets, you have consolations and explanatory prophecies. And that's where we are right now. We have been given already in chapter 9 and chapter 8 most of the trumpets. And then in chapter 10 and 11 we have a consolation that is a comfort. That is to say that God has been speaking hard things into his church. Judgments are coming. Horrors and tribulations are coming. But let me give you some comfort. Let me give you something that's going to give you comfort. And that's where we are right now, especially in chapter 11. We've also taken note in weeks past how the last three trumpets are three notable woes. Three notable woes. The first one we see in chapter 9, and then in chapter here in our chapter, we see this. And this last trumpet is the third woe. So I want you to understand this, that within this last trumpet, as I've said, that seventh trumpet contains all of the seven vials. So everything else that happens from this point on to the end of time, to church history, is happening within this last trumpet, in which are contained the seven vials. And this is told to us explicitly in chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, that is the seventh trumpet, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. as he had declared unto his servants, the prophets. So what we are seeing here in chapter 10 and chapter 11, what we're about to consider is what we considered last week was the state of the church during that Antichrist rising, during the trumpets. And now we have a consolation given unto us. It said, the second woe is past, and the third woe cometh quickly. And so, long story short, what we see here is a condensation of everything else that's to come from the rest of this book. So, after Antichrist rises, now the Lord will begin to judge Antichrist, judge that Roman Catholic church, which was built upon that Roman beast, what we saw in Daniel. And now we have comfort for the church. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. You see, in this seventh trumpet, which is equivalent to the seven vials, the Lord begins to pour out his judgment upon the anti-Christian kingdom and set his church free from her tyrannies. And we begin to see nations casting off the yoke of Antichrist and taking on themselves the yoke of Christ. And so in this period of history, which began in the Reformation and goes on until the end of time, we're going to see this continue to be fulfilled, that the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord. We saw this happen a little bit in the Reformation. We saw nations casting off the yoke of the papacy and becoming Christian nations, joining themselves to the Lord in perpetual covenants. But we will see much more as time goes on in this period. We will see all nations coming unto the mount of the house of the Lord to hear of his word, joining themselves to Christ, submitting themselves unto his rule. We will see that prayer, that prophecy fulfilled in Psalm 2, where the Father says unto the Son, ask of me, and I will give unto you the nations for your inheritance. All nations will come, or they will be broken, dashed with a rod of iron. You might say, well, that's impossible. Look at our world. Look at the LGBTQ. Look at how they hate Christ. Look at how they're trying to stamp out the gospel, how they're trying to stamp out the church. I just can't see it happening. Well, do you believe these scriptures? Do you believe, indeed, that in this time of the seven trumpets, or the seven vials, rather, that seventh trumpet, that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ? Do you believe what we sing in the Psalms, that all nations will fall down before him and serve him? Do you believe what we read in the prophets, that all nations will come unto him and join themselves unto him in a covenant? I believe the Bible. Do you? Lord, help us believe. Help our unbelief. Indeed, these things will come to pass, and this is our great comfort, that although the church had seen all these troubles and tribulations throughout history, yet in wrath God remembers mercy. And he will indeed fulfill that which he promised to his own Son and to us in him, that Christ shall reign. He shall have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river unto the end of the earth, that all kings will fall down and serve him, or they will perish. Indeed, it may be the case that the United States of America will never covenant with Christ, will never turn to Christ, but if that is the case, then the United States of America will be ground into powder, and a new nation will be risen up in its place that will serve the Lord Jesus Christ. This is certain because it's Bible truth. In this time also, we read how that the nations were angry and the wrath of the Lord has come, that the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and thou shouldst give reward unto thy servants the prophets and to the saints and them that fear thy name. Earlier in this chapter, we saw how his witnesses were put to death. Earlier in the book, we saw the martyrs coming before the throne saying, how long, O Lord, until you vindicate our name and take vengeance upon our persecutors? Now that time has come. This is the dead that's being judged or vindicated. This is that give me thy judgments, O God, that we sing in the Psalms. God is going to vindicate his dead saints when he lifts up Jesus Christ and his church and draws all nations unto him. The nations were angry. The nations were putting the church to death, putting the faithful witnesses unto death. But now the time is coming that they will be vindicated by the Lord. And what a great comfort it is that whatever opposition we face from the devil, from the world, that the victory is to be had in Jesus at the last. In response to this reading of God's word, we'll be singing from Psalm 72a. Psalm 72a. In your red Psalter, you can turn there, or you can turn there in the copy of God's word as we gather some thoughts for meditation before we sing. Psalm 72a is Psalm 72 verses 1 through 8. And as we sing, let us consider verses 7 and 8, which says, in his days, that is in Christ's days, shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Jesus Christ came in a conspicuous manner. He didn't seem to be very glorious. He was born in a manger. He came as a humble servant. Didn't seem to have much glory. But you see, he described his kingdom as a mustard seed. It starts off very small. But then it grows to fill the whole earth. Daniel describes it as a stone cut without hands that grows into a great mountain that fills the whole earth. This is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And indeed, this is the progression of the church throughout history. Although there are ups and downs, although there's opposition, we will see, indeed, we'll be able to look upon the earth one day and say, indeed, Jesus Christ is king of this nation. Jesus Christ has dominion from sea to sea. Indeed, Jesus Christ already has that dominion of himself, but that dominion is going to be put on display for all to see. He is king, and he shall reign forever and ever. Please stand as we sing Psalm 72a.